Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. The medical industry is an interesting one. Great conversation with Bill. It's tied around 6-7 minute meetings to get the information you need to protect the most important asset class you have, which is truly your health, yeah. Right?
So let's that picture that you're saying is that when a patient visits their family physician or online, it's usually 6-7 minutes.
What about your financial health? How does the financial industry look at the financial health through a financial plan? Because I think there's some similarities, Faisal.
You're going to get me going now, Dave. Yep. Here it is. I think the 7-minute financial plan is happening.
Right.
And so for the people who are looking for an advisor or a firm to help them with their financial future, many people can whip through a financial plan, create one in 7 minutes.
Yep.
It's very easy to do. And every time you put a financial plan, and a retirement plan is a mathematical calculation. Just make the math work,
right,
and you're fine.
Right.
And I think this is going to be a destruction to people's retirement because they're taking a 7-minute financial plan. The people are plugging numbers in. They're giving you a response saying, here you go, you're perfectly fine. Don't worry about it. These are the numbers and you're good. See you later. Bye.
Can we talk about some simple math around that? I mean, you know, we're talking, I don't want to go into complex stuff, but let's give people an example of where some of these problems exist. Okay. Number one, I think you stated correctly. We throw something together in 7 minutes by just inputting data and it spits out some form of report.
So let me tell you where the story came from.
Okay.
A couple, let's name them Richard and Sarah just for yep. easy purposes. Richard and Sarah met with me. They brought their financial plan that was done by another team, advisor at another institution. And it was literally a 15-minute meeting, mm-hmm. Dave, mm-hmm. 15-minute meeting. They met with the individual. They said, can you help me out with my financial plan? And so I can retire. What can you do for me?
Right.
Quote unquote. They whipped out a financial plan within 15 minutes of the entire meeting, including conversation. They were out and they said, here's my financial plan, Faisal. Can you give me a second opinion on this?
Right.
And I said, how long did it take them to actually put this together? Oh, we were done the meeting in 15 minutes. Okay. I go through the entire document. It's about 30 pages. Okay. Sure, they got some number and calculations. They basically put in some assumptions.
Yeah.
So first, how much income do you need? They said the number. They used a rate of return. They used an estimate of inflation over the next 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it spits out the kind of cash flow and income that they can receive for the rest of their lives.
Yep.
And it said 100% success rate.
Yep.
Here you go, using that rate of return, that inflation rate, that tax rate, you're good. So they're like, we should just go with that advisor and work with them because, look, they said I can do it.
Well, they did a financial plan for me. Remember, only 30% of Canadians actually have a written financial plan.
Correct.
Okay, so this is better than 70% of most.
Correct. So you're already ahead of the pace when you already have something in writing.
Right.
Fantastic. Now, is that document the right document?
Right.
So when I started looking at the plan and I said, okay, these are the good, the bad about the plan, I actually brought up the fact that has this been stress tested? Has these numbers that they were using, these assumptions that are put into place, primarily rate of return, inflation, and taxes?
Yes.
Have you run that through every market condition for, let's say, the past 100 years?
Okay, so pause there. It's a bit confusing, right? Pause.
Okay.
Okay. Those assumptions do what? They forecast the future.
Right. So the information you put into a retirement plan is the numbers that you will assume to have every single year for the rest of your life.
So if you put in a 4 or a 5% rate of return or whatever number, what you're saying is that assumes you get that number every single year for the rest of your life.
Correct.
Okay.
And in this case, they used 6% rate of return.
Okay.
And they said, here you go.
Right.
I said, fantastic. And they're like, I should sign up with them.
Right.
How are your rates of return, Faisal?
Right.
Okay. Let's put away the side for rate of return.
Okay.
Let's talk about your plan first, and then we can talk about our portfolios and how we've been able to help hundreds of clients to reach their retirement goals. Okay. When you go through the plan, you have that assumption, and you start running that over in the future, you have to assume a couple of things. The numbers, and those numbers are going to be the numbers every single year for the next 35 years.
So pause. Will a portfolio get 6% every single year?
No.
No, it'll be an average of something, right?
And that's the problem.
Right.
You have to use an average rate of return, but the calculation is basing it on every single year is going to happen.
Right.
Okay. So then what do I do is I take those numbers and I run them through every market condition. I stress test it. And what we found out, that 75% of the time, they're okay.
Right.
25% of the time, they are in trouble.
Now, how's that? Why? Why? Why is there a difference? The financial plan said they're 100%.
And I'll use one example only. That rate of return of 6% that was produced in that plan only happens in the last 100 years, 75% of the time.
Right.
Using that mix of investments, because depending on what you use. If you use GICs, it's completely different than if you use emerging market equities, right? There's going to be different variations to the rate of return that you can get over the last 100 years.
So the financial plan is not just a number, but it also has to be attached to a strategy for all these other things, yes?
You can see I'm kind of getting really frustrated at this because what ended up happening is what they were told was 100%, you're good.
Right.
And then when I come out and I say, you're 75% likely to succeed in your retirement goals. It's like I told them they're never going to be able to make it.
Right.
I didn't say that, but that's how they felt.
Yeah, there's a look on their face, yeah.
And for them to not get the real goods of a 7-minute plan,
right.
It's like literally going to your doctor. And you might have seen these videos that people make fun of doctors sometimes. And to all the doctors, please don't message me. This is just an analogy I'm trying to use. Is there's a video that's gone out on social media that says the patient comes in, says what's wrong within like 13 seconds. There's a prescription written in a way. But what about this problem? Oh, here's another prescription. Oh, and they just keep on throwing prescription. Right. That's literally what's happening in our industry on the financial side. Right. Oh, you've got a problem. Here's a plan. Let's throw in a nice number, 6-7%. So that's what you can do for me. Yeah, I can do this for you. Look at the average rate of return of the 10-year percent of the portfolio, the 10-year performance of the portfolio. It's done the number that you're saying, you're good. What?
Right.
You can really make a huge negative impact to someone's financial future playing the assumption game.
Yeah, it's too simplistic. It's too simplistic, right? And so we talk a lot about this in our seminar, but the reason there's a difference there is because this notion of your 6% every single year is not going to happen. We call it the sequence of returns. And every single Canadian transitioning to or living in retirement needs to understand how the rules of investing fundamentally change.
And that's why we're going to have two seminars coming up talking about this specific issue of the sequence of return. First, Tuesday, March 19th in Lethbridge at the Sandman Signature Hotel. Second one, April 16th in Calgary at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. You do need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, and you can download any of our past segments at morethanmoneyradio.com. Please do that or sign up for our podcast. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. Faisal and I look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.